Good morning. For those of you who are visiting this morning during the summer, many of our services include the children because of vacation schedule. Many of our children are often gone, or the teachers are gone. So every other service during the summer, the children are with us, and the message and the service is designed to communicate to the younger children. As I have regularly said, that does not mean that the content is only for children. It's an all-age service, and it's intended for all of us. Now, our children are a little bit from the older segment this time. Are any of you familiar with Facebook? Yeah. Do you use it?
No.
No, you're familiar. One of you are familiar. Okay, how about the adults? You can look around. How many of the adults use Facebook? That doesn't mean you're posting a lot. If you look back, you can see quite a few. There's some of us who just read it occasionally. Others use it a lot. For the kid, Facebook is a computer program on the internet that lets you share information with other people. And a person who uses Facebook can accept other people as friends. And then they can share information with them that they don't share with everybody else. Now, there are a lot of young people, usually a little bit older than you, who have lots of friends on Facebook. Hundreds of friends on Facebook. Anybody here have over 300 friends on Facebook? You see some up there with hands going up over 300. Recently, they questioned a lot of these young people, how many true friends do you have? People you would really share with and expect help from? How many do you think they said? Have a guess? Another kiss?
Five?
Oh, you're way off. Way off. Two. Two. That's down from 15 years ago when it was three. Despite hundreds of friends on Facebook, they only have two. We use the word friend in lots of different ways. Sometimes we may not know exactly what we mean when we say someone is a friend. We might use the word friend for the two or three people that we're really close to. Sometimes we'll say they're called them buddies. Do you have a buddy, someone you like to do things with, and it's only one or two people? Do you have close friends that way? Sometimes it's hard. We talk about casual friends, and sometimes even about bad friends. The song we sang was talk about choosing the wrong crowd. And the Bible has something to say about the friends we have, and a lot of that material is in the Proverbs. And today I want to start out with what it means to be a friend, what it means to be a good friend and a bad friend, and then at the help that God gives in Proverbs for choosing the right friends. Now, what do you think it means to be a friend? What's your suggestions? Okay.
Loyal.
To be loyal. Okay.
Always be there to help your friend.
Always be there to help. That's good. Other suggestions? Okay. Well, those are two good ones. One thing is a friend you spend time with. A companion. What would they call them in Australia? A mate. You gotta say it right. Someone you do things with. And we heard a little bit about this morning from the passage. If you listen, there are those who said, well, come along with us. Be with us. Do you like to have people want to have you around? That say, oh, we would like you to be with us. Do you like that? Yeah. It's always sad when people are saying, well, let's go here, and they start picking people to go with them, and then you're left last, and nobody's picked you. You're kind of, ah. You know, so we want people to want us. A friend is someone you seek help from and whom you trust. You said they're loyal and someone can help, someone to support you. When you need help, who do you ask?
Parents.
Parents? They're there and you trust them as friends? In school, who do you ask if you were looking for help in school? Or if you have a problem at the house, would your mother or father, who would they ask to have someone help them? Who'd they go to? Principal or the teacher? Someone they can trust? It's usually someone you believe is a friend. Would you go to another child that picks on you, that calls you names and does bad things? Would you ask them for help? Probably not. If you go to the neighbor who's always complaining, or do you go to the neighbor that has helped you in the past? You go to a neighbor that's helped you in the past, one that's shown you to be a friend. If you need help in making a decision, who do you ask? Parents? Okay, how about in the summer when you don't know what to do? You're out of school and you're sitting around the house and what can I do? Who would you ask?
I would watch TV.
Watch TV. We'll talk about that later on. You might have to ask your parents about that too. I can remember as a kid growing up, there was a friend, I did just about everything. You call him, well, what should we do today? You know, should we ride our bikes? No, that's too hot for that. Well, you want to play ball? Well, let's play baseball. Or there was different things. You'd ask a friend, what do we do together? A friend is someone you take advice from. They're a counselor. Have you ever noticed that some friends even dress alike? I can remember a couple years ago when the Lores were still with us. And it was Linda and Bethany and Estelle would be sitting over in the organ side. From the back, I couldn't tell them apart. My own daughter. They looked alike. There was something that they didn't necessarily plan on dressing alike, but their hair was the same and they were about the same height and they dressed a little similar. Our friends do that. Or you find out your friend has a certain pair of tennis shoes and you really like them, so what do? You want a pair like that. Or sometimes girls will call the other one and say, what are you wearing today? You know, and it's, well, if you're wearing jeans, I can wear jeans. Are you going to wear a dress? No, I'm going to wear a dress. They check what the other one's wearing. So their friend is someone you tend to imitate and do what they do. But being a friend is different than being friendly. I had a question about this from one of the kids that's not here today. This was a couple months ago. About being nice to people and being friends or friendly to people. We can be nice and should be nice to everyone around us. We can be a good neighbor. But that doesn't mean there are friends. So there are friends and what we might call non-friends. It's not that they're bad. You're just not close with them. But there are also good friends and bad friends. And it's not good to have bad friends. We call bad friends friends because we spend time with them. We seek help from them. We take advice from them. And we imitate them. They're not non-friends, but they're not good friends either. And it's important to understand what makes a person a good friend and to avoid having bad friends. Now, if you remember 2 weeks ago, I introduced some characters from Proverbs. And I like to bring those back. Do you remember what the two main characters we talked about 2 weeks ago from Proverbs? The two main people, types of people in Proverbs. Who were they? Do you remember? Remember who this guy? Which of you were here 2 weeks ago? Uh-oh. You're going to have to help him. Who was the one? The one character is talked a lot about in Proverbs. The fool. And the fool we talked about is full of foolishness. And when the wind comes along, this doesn't hold them very much. They get blown away. And who's the other main character? Some are having trouble hearing. It was the wise person. We find a lot in the Proverbs about the wise. And the wise we talked about have sought out wisdom. And we talked about wisdom and how they've added wisdom, and it gives stability in their life. When trouble comes, their life finds a firm foundation in God. Now, among the fool, there were other ones we talked about, those that scorn and mock. They're full of foolishness. There was the sluggard, the lazy person who just had trouble getting up out of bed and doing anything or getting his work started or finishing the work he had started. And we talked the most about last time, it was another character in the Proverbs, the simple person. And the simple person's empty. That's basically what the word means, a person who doesn't have anything in them yet. If the wind comes along, they're just like the fool, they get blown away. But they have opportunity to fill their lives with either foolishness or with wisdom. Now, the passage we read this morning gives us an example of what bad friends are like. If the adults want to turn to that, in Proverbs 1, 8 to 19, you might want to look at the text, some of the things that are in there. These men in Proverbs 1 fit the description of friends. They're offering companionship. Come along with us. It's nice to be included. And that's something that tempts us. Well, come along with us. We like it when people invite us. And we're sad when everybody else goes off and we're left there alone. So there's this temptation. Come along with us. We'd like to have you with us. Throw your lot in with us. We'll share a common purse. That means everything we get, we'll share with one another. If we make a lot of money, we'll share it. So, well, that's good. That sounds like fun. They're offering advice. Let's do this, let's do that. This is how you can make money. Verse 13. They're offering to help each other to do it. But these are bad friends. These are friends that are full of foolishness. Now, if you were to go to... One of the things we talk about the simple is it's also in the Proverbs equated with young people. Children up through young adults are often called the simple. Those who have opportunities now to fill their lives with either wisdom or foolishness. Now, if you go to a foolish person and you ask for advice, what type of advice are you going to get?
Foolish advice.
Foolish advice. That's all they have to give, is foolishness. So if you go to them and ask for advice, that's what they're going to give you. If you listen to this passage again, the types of things they said. Come with us. Let's lie in wait for someone's blood. Let's waylay some harmless soul. Let's hurt somebody. Or we will get all sorts of valuable things. Fill our houses with plunder. Let's go steal. They're giving bad advice. That's what bad friends do. Do friends or do other children in your neighborhood or in school ever hurt other children? Do they suggest that you help them? They say, why don't you pull that chair out when that other student goes to sit down? So that they miss sitting on the chair and they fall. And then what do the rest do? They all laugh, ha 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 ha. Except the child that has fallen on the floor. Does anyone that you know cheat? Do they try to copy someone's homework or copy someone's test? I see some nodding there, yeah. Did you know that cheating is stealing? The person who cheats takes something that doesn't belong to them. And then they lie about it, saying it's their own. Adults, do people cheat at work? Do they steal at work? Taking things that don't belong to them? Proverbs gives us other examples or descriptions of how bad friends can advise us. Proverbs 18, a fool finds no pleasure in understanding. That's the fool. But he delights in airing his own opinions. He doesn't care about what's right and wrong. He just wants to tell people what he thinks. Listen to this. Isn't this a great idea? It's foolishness. A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Now, we know it's wrong to lie. I'm sure if I asked you that, you'd all say it's wrong to lie. But you know what flattery is? Do you know what it means to flatter someone? Oh, can any of the adults tell them what it means to flatter someone?
To tell them something that's better than it really is so that they will like you.
Okay, to tell someone something better than it really is so they'll like you. You say, oh wow, you really are strong. You really look pretty today. You're really fast. When you're really not that fast and you're really not that strong, but it's nice to hear that. You're really smart. You did so well on that test. I just wanted to come and ask you to help me because I know you're so smart. I was like, well, that's nice to hear. Well, thank you for coming to me. That's flattery. And it's sometimes it's lying. It's not the way it really is. Many times it's that way. And oftentimes it's to hide something. They want something from you. So they say something that you like so that you'll give them something back. That's the way a bad friend will talk to you. A good friend, will they ever say, tell you something that hurts you? Adults, will a good friend tell you something that hurts?
I think yes, but only like if you're doing something wrong and you don't want to hear that you're doing it wrong, like a friend tells you you're doing it wrong.
A friend will tell you if you're doing something wrong. You may not want to hear it, but a friend will tell you. That's a good answer. It says wounds, Proverbs 27, verse 6 says, wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. Your enemy is going to say, oh, it's fine what you're doing. It's really great. I really like you, even though you're doing something wrong. But a friend who's a real good friend, if you're doing something wrong, said, that's not right. We talked about this with a small group on Thursday. Now, wives, ladies, what do you want to hear from your husband when you ask, how do I look in this outfit? Do you want to hear, you look wonderful, honey? When you don't? When the color makes you look washed out? When it makes you look about 10 kilos more than you really are? Is that what you want your husband to say? Oh, you look wonderful. Well, he's got a challenge on his hands. I like the color, but it doesn't do anything for you. Or you know, somehow presenting the truth, even though it hurts, because you really don't want to go out looking 10 pounds heavier and washed out. You want your husband to be able to tell you the truth in a way that doesn't hurt too bad, but you still want to hear the truth. Just because we like to hear what a person says does not mean it's true, nor that it's helpful. But a true friend speaks the truth in love. Good friends say good things that are truthful. Now, we don't just seek advice from friends. As one of the boys mentioned, we sometimes need to seek help. Now, some have been wondering why I brought these along. Do you know what this is? It's a walking stick. It's good support. You use it when you're hiking. Some people use it when they're walking along. I've used it when I've hurt my back and had trouble even getting up out of a chair. It's something you can support yourself with. I brought another stick. long. Is this something that you would want to use to hike with? I want you to take a look at the end of the stick. Yeah, it's broken. What would happen if you went to use the stick and you went to rest your hand on it?
It'd crack.
And what might it do? What might a cracked stick do to your hand?
It can make you fall.
It can make you fall? Sometimes the nation of Israel trusted bad friends. They relied on them like you would a stick to walk with. In Isaiah, it says, "Look now, you who are depending on Egypt, that splintered reed of a staff." That's what this is. "Which pierces a man's hand and wounds him if he leans on it." So it was like they had a bad friend and they went to go out and they said, "Well, let's go for a walk. We're going to hike." Or actually, they were going to fight. And they we're going to lean on this staff. And God said, "It's just like a reed, a stick that's broken at the end. And you lean on it, it's going to pierce you in the hand." Good friends are like a good, strong walking stick. You can rely on it. You can lean on it. And it'll help you. Proverbs also calls bad friends that you can't rely on. It says they're like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes. So is a sluggard to those who send him. There's a sluggard, another type of fool. The lazy one who just can't quite get the job done. You give him a job to do and say, "Look, you really need to tell this person, go take this message." It could be your mom tells you, "Go tell your father. He needs to come to the phone." Right? And the lazy person says, "Okay, I'll go do it." And they get halfway downstairs and they stop and said, "Oh, I think I'll just rest here for a moment." And they just don't get it done. They don't do it quickly enough. They're like smoke to your eyes. Ever grill outside? Have a campfire? What happens? Smoke seems to blow in one direction, right? Always at you. What happens when it gets in your eyes?
You can't see.
You can't see. Your eyes hurt. They water. You blink and you try to move somewhere else and the wind follows you around. Good friends, though, can be trusted. A friend loves at all times. Couldn't I say, I think you said loyalty. They're loyal? You did. Okay. They're loyal. They love it all times. A brother is born for adversity. And even when the going gets rough, the friend will be there and you can rely upon them. Some friends move away. But with real friends, we believe we could always call and they'd be there. They would help us. Because friends are companions with whom we spend time, we tend to do things they do. Now, this is dangerous when our companions do bad things. I think probably the clearest example in Proverbs is getting angry. It says, "Do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one who easily angered, or you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared." So if you hang around with somebody who is always getting mad real easily, what's going to happen? You're going to start getting mad easily too. There are too many bad habits that you learn from bad friends. You might say the same bad things they do. When you hear the same words a lot, it may slip out at home. Has that ever happened to you? You said something at home and your parents go, "Where did you learn that word? Why did you say that?" We've had it happen with our kids. They didn't even know what it meant, but they had heard it. Because we spend time with friends, it's like walking together and being on the same road. But that means you're going to end up the same place. If you walk along with someone, you're heading in the same direction. This is a warning from the passage we read this morning. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their path. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They waylay only themselves. It's verses 15 and 18. One last question I'd like to ask. Who are our friends? Who are your friends? In general, who are your friends?
Names?
Oh, you have to give names. But this, you know what? There are people around you, right? You have friends as people. Maybe a brother or sister. Maybe schoolmates. Maybe children in your neighborhood or a church. We need to choose wisely. But there's a less obvious answer. I have a couple friends in my pocket. Some things are not friends there. It's trash. Do you know what type of friends I have in my pocket? Here's a friend.
Ooh, can I have this?
You want my friend. Why would I call this a friend? What did we say a friend was? Someone that you spend time with, that's always with you. I have this with me a lot. I'm walking to the train or tram on the bus, particularly when I'm coming home and I'm too tired to read. And I just put these in, ignore the world around me. We also listen to advice. Now, can this give me advice?
If you go on iTunes and put the Bible on it, yes.
Okay, it can. And I didn't go to iTunes, but I do have the Bible on this. I've got Christian songs on here, and I've got the Bible. It can give you advice. It can be good advice. Can it give you bad advice? Well, yeah. It's also got a radio on here. And the music you choose to put on here and what you choose to listen to may be bad. But this is just like a friend. Got another friend. How many people have that with them at all times? They can't get away with them. It's a little disturbing at times. I hope all of yours are turned off, or at least on silent mode right now. This is turned off. These are friends we have with us a lot. This has not only for calls, it's got a radio on it, and you can use it just like a MP3 player. You can listen to music. Well, I didn't want to give an advertisement for Apple, so I didn't say the name there. What other types of friends do you have at home? Like these. Gunther, you already mentioned one.
TV.
TV. You spend much time with the TV? Sounds like you would in the summer if you have the opportunity. I don't know what the averages are here in America. The average I just read recently is 5 hours a day. More time is spent on that than any other activity except sleeping, I believe. That's the average for the American. That's a lot of friends. Does that give you advice? Yes. Does it influence how you act? Yes. Just like a friend. It can be a good friend or it can be a bad friend. Books, magazines. Some people don't watch TV. They always have a book with them. They're always picking out a book. Picking out a magazine to read. These are friends too. You don't necessarily think of them as friends. But they're things we have with us that give us advice, and we end up doing the things that they do. We listen, we watch, and we mimic them. It's very important that we choose our friends wisely among these things. And parents, make sure you help your children choose. Remember, the things that they watch and read and listen to are teaching habits and attitudes. You wonder why our children respond in a certain fashion? Well, just consider what they have been listening to and watching, either on the little devices they carry with them, or their friends, or the things they watch on television. These are as much the potential being good friends or bad friends as an actual physical boy or girl they go to school with or live next to or play with. Choose your companions wisely. Choose your companions, adults. You may not have a choice at work who works next to you, but you can choose what you do outside of work. Choose godly companions to gain godly device. Otherwise, we'll be going to fools. People who only have their own opinions, who delight in airing their own opinions and don't care about what's true and wise. And the type of advice they give will be foolishness. Choose your friends wisely, or you won't be just a simpleton, a naive person who's empty. You choose the wrong friends, and you will start filling your mind with foolishness instead of with God's wisdom. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you give wisdom. You have promised it to your children, to those who ask, that you will provide it. Father, I pray for the young people here and all of us that we would consider wisely the companions we choose for our lives. The things that we read, the things that we listen to, and particularly the people that we choose to spend time with, that we will choose good friends, those that give us good advice, wise advice from you, those who would be with us and that we could rely upon us, that would really be a help when we need it and not leave us when we are in need of help. Thank you that you protect and guide, give us wisdom, help us to encourage each other and be a good friend to those around us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.